One of the mistakes that many people make is not having a North Star. Now, when I say North Star, I'm not talking about just a financial plan. I'm talking about the perfect picture of what your life should look like, or what do you want your life to look like? The things that matter to you the most, and making sure those things are included in your daily plans and included in your financial plans so that you have a clear path to achieve those things. Many people, what they do is we get into a job and we work tirelessly, endlessly to get money, to pay bills, to invest some money for the future. Investing for tomorrow while we allow today to pass us by, just continually fighting and trying to secure the next day. But that's a mistake that a lot of people make. We have this target, and many people, it's that $1 million target. Many people, and I understand, you know, it's a sexy number. It's a number that's difficult for most to achieve, and we all want to get there. We all want to have that financial security and that $1 million invested and saved up. And don't get me wrong, that is a great goal. And if you aren't there and you want to get there, you know, I encourage you to do so. But the thing is, once you have that pot of money, once you reach that milestone, your life is not likely to be drastically different from what it is right now. And I say this for most people. For some, it may be. If you think about $1 million, it's not enough money for most people to retire and live the way that they want to live. You can retire with less than that. As a matter of fact, 10% of people in America retire with at least $1 million saved up. Many of them don't have $500,000 saved up. They can retire and figure out how to survive, but many of them end up running out of money or just don't live the retired life that they desire. They don't do as much traveling, and they don't have the expenditures to do what they want, but they can't survive. So having that $1 million is an important goal, I believe, but it's not the most important thing. It's not the most important goal that you should have. I say that because for most of us, once we get to that point, we're still going to have our jobs. We're still going to have our careers or our businesses that we wake up to every day and go out and execute. Now, for some people, let's say you have that $1 million, you may be debt free. You may not have the same stressful job. You may be able to take a job that where you can dial it back some and spend more time with family. You know, if that's your North Star, awesome. That's a great thing. However, for the people who have a career right now and that career is their passion, they're not going to want to leave just because they may be more financially secure. They'll likely continue along that cycle and have the same kind of obligations with your family, the same career and work goals. But we have this target. We're chasing it. And sometimes we fail to figure out that whatever that life is, that North Star, many of us can achieve that today in our current state if we effectively identify what it is. For instance, I had a situation where I was working entirely too much, just had a child, and my North Star was to be a present father, not an absent father. Some people, that being that present parent may not be exactly their North Star. I worked with people who they'll hire a nanny and they'll just continue to work all the hours that they could work because their North Star was reaching a particular goal or getting certain objectives done in the job. But for me, that just wasn't the case at the time. So I took a pay cut, took another job, and I was able to be home at a decent hour every night. I was able to be, you know, more helpful and more present around the house. But again, I identified my North Star and I went for it. Financially, it was a sacrifice. It wasn't a financial L, so to speak. However, I ended up winning because I was able to be very present with my son when he was born and for those first few months of his life. So that was important to me. Another example, like me and my wife, we identify no matter how good life is, if we're not traveling, it is not the life we want. So we enjoy traveling. Every year we want to travel out of the country at least once, and we want to travel, you know, domestically at least once. So at least 2 vacations a year, and then we'll do some mini vacays on 3-day weekends and whatnot. That's our North Star. That's something that we either budget for every month or that we know every year there's going to come a time where we're going to start putting money aside for those things. That way we can achieve the life that we want along our journey. We've learned that we don't have to wait till we have a certain amount of money to live the life that we want right now, we can kind of experience those things by planning and making sure that we've identified our North Star and identified the plan that we have that we can make sure we achieve those things along the way. So whatever those things are, make sure you document those things. Make sure you write them down, communicate them with your spouse or your partner, and have a consistent plan that you guys can follow to make sure that you are doing the traveling, you are having the fitness goals in there, you are spending time with the family. Or maybe you'll say, hey, my North Star is to reach this level in my career, and it may take me another 5 years to get there. But during those 5 years, you may not be able to, you know, do as much traveling, or but maybe you can use all your vacation days to spend time with your family. Maybe that's the North Star for the short term, and you're still kind of chasing those ambitious goals in your career. It doesn't have to be, you know, all or nothing. Sometimes you just have to pace those things out, figure out what's more important, what can you do right now. That doesn't derail you from your other goals, but it's something that you can start to institute now. Again, not letting today pass us by while we only look for a better tomorrow or a more secure tomorrow. We definitely want that. In this instance, I believe most of us can have a lot of what we want right now instead of sacrificing so much time just for the future.